All right. It's vacations. I'm from Dr. Varga Podcast. I'm Dr. Varga. This episode will be reviewing Judgment Day In Your House 1998, which was the 25th In Your House wrestling event, and it's produced by WWE World Wrestling Entertainment, and it took place on October 18th, 1998, at the Rosemont Horizon in Rosemont, Illinois. It was the first Judgment Day WWE pay-per-view, and Judgment Day became a regular event in the year 2000. And I'll be reviewing every Judgment Day event. That's the latest in my wrestling review series. And firstly, let me get into the matches on this show. Firstly, in the singles match, Al Snow with Head defeated Mark Mero with Jacqueline. This match is alright, not too special here. Just kind of an average opening match. Then a six-man tag team match. LOD 2000, Animal, Draws, and Hawk defeated Disciples of Apocalypse, 8-Ball, Paul Ellering, and Skull. Just kind of there, again, not too special. Kind of like the first match, just kind of like a TV match, but like on a pay-per-view, not too special going on there. In the singles match for the WWE Light Heavyweight Championship, Christian with Gangrel defeated Taka Michinoku with Yamaguchi-san to win the Light Heavyweight Championship. Pretty solid match. I thought it was one of the better matches on the show. Both guys went all out, and they definitely put on an exciting match, and I thought it was very, very solid from start to finish. Then, in a singles match, Goldust defeated Val Venus with Terry Runnels in another pretty solid match. They went back and forth. Both guys got in all the big moves, lots of psychology going on, good chain wrestling. I thought it was pretty solid, match overall. In the singles match, WWE European Championship, X-Pac with China defeated D'Lo Brown to win the championship. This is probably the best match so far. I mean, literally, they both went all out. D'Lo Brown is highly underrated at the time. I mean, this guy really did a lot. I think he's one of the most unheralded wrestlers from the 90s. And I think he deserves a lot more credit than he gets in this match is why. He's fantastic stuff here. Definitely the best match so far. And I definitely liked it a lot. In a tag team match, WWE Tag Team Championship, the Headbangers, Marsh Thrasher, defeated New Age Outlaws, Billy Gunn, and Road Dogg by disqualification. Typical 90s WWE tag team match. Lots of back and forth action. Cheat moves, tactics being used, psych outs being used, loopholes being used. Overall, I thought it was very, very good, but not as good as the last match. In the singles match, WWE Intercontinental Championship, Ken Shamrock defeated Mankind. Another solid match. This is probably the second. I'd say this is probably the second best match on the show behind X-Pac and D'Lo Brown. I thought it was very solid. And I thought both guys were on all out, and it was just very, very good match. Then the singles match, Mark Henry defeated The Rock. Yes, you heard that right. Mark Henry defeated The Rock. Just kind of there. I mean, I don't know what the hell they were thinking, but it was just kind of there, and then. Dude, it wasn't anything special. This is probably one of the worst Rock matches I've seen since he became The Rock. And then finally, a singles match of the vacant WWE Championship with Stone Cold Steve Austin as special guest referee. And if Austin didn't crown a new champion, he would be fired. Kane versus Undertaker in a no contest when Steve Austin attacked both during the match. And the chaos that ensued was just great. I mean, Undertaker hit Kane with a chair. Then Austin didn't recount the pinfall. Then Undertaker went to complain. Austin delivered a stunner to him and hit him with a chair shot. Then he did a double pinfall, 3 count. Then he grabbed the microphone and declared himself the champion. Then they followed Austin, who called McMahon's bluff about being fired. And he walked backstage looking for him. And he couldn't find McMahon. He went back out to the arena. And then he found McMahon again. He was in the technical box behind the Titantron. And he advised the crowd to take photos of Stone Cold because it would be the last time they'd see him. Then he said, "You're fired for the first time," which was this catchphrase, and ended with Austin drinking beer and toasting the crowd. And it ended up leading to the WWE Championship Tournament at Survivor Series next month. Overall, just alright, not too special here, but very historical. Peace out, peace out, welcome to Kingsley Grounds Podcast, according to Sunday, myself, Swarm, Tucker, and Princess Gate, that's just Adrian, our producer, Jared Sanchez, the Hamster Markets, located in Las Vegas, Nevada. Peace out, peace out, going.